From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Kabul today, a rare protest over women's rights. Things turned violent when a much larger number of counter-protesters swarmed the group. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi Nelson was at the demonstration, and she filed this report.
Protected by Afghan police and riot gear, more than 100 young women gathered behind the parliament building to protest a law they and Western critics say legalizes marital rape. The women chanted, "Hear our voices, Parliament, and we want this law changed." They were outnumbered by mostly male counter-protesters, who at one stage shouted insults and threw small stones at the women. At issue was a new family code that defines the marital rights of Afghan men and women in the country's Shiite Muslim minority. Some of its provisions, like a man's right to demand sex from his wife and her obligation to wear makeup if he desires it, have drawn international condemnation. The law was recently passed by Parliament and signed by President Hamid Karzai. One of the organizers of the protest is Shakila Haidari, a university student who is an ethnic Hazara and a Shiite, and therefore subject to the controversial law.
How do you feel about this law?
Oh, terrible. No, just terrible. I don't feel safe, you know, I mean, about this law. It's just, no, it's a kind of insulting, you know.
The protest drew women from Afghanistan's other ethnic and religious groups, too, like businesswoman Hasina Sherjan, who is half Tajik, half Pashtun, and a Sunni Muslim.
What's the difference between us and the Taliban? I mean, we're constantly worried about what women should do. I mean, don't men have anything better to do than worrying about how women should please men? Is that the only function of women?
Kabul lawmaker Abbas Noyon, a Hazara and a Shiite who acknowledges voting for the law, says he came out to support the protesters.
I voted for the law, but I was against these articles. But unfortunately, it is not passed through regular way that, like any other laws, to be read and explained articles by article.
Noyan's confusion highlights the problem since word of the family code leaked out. There are several drafts and conflicting accounts of what the law actually says. Mounting public pressure both here and abroad led Karzai to order the measure shelved until it can be reviewed and revised if necessary. As the even larger counter-demonstration showed, Karzai also is under pressure from conservatives here not to kowtow to the West. Some of the male protesters shouted death to the slaves of the Christians, while others held up banners calling for adherence to Islamic law in Afghanistan. Outside the parliament building, one of the women who organized the protest against the law was in tears as she tried to attract the attention of lawmakers. She says the girls took a huge risk coming here. She asks, couldn't the girls at least present their case directly to the Speaker of the lower house of parliament? A few moments later, word came back that the Speaker would meet with 10 of them. Soraya Sarhadi Nelson, NPR News, Kabul.